Our scripture reading today is Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. Please stand if you are able for the reading of the gospel. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from those stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but with the chaff he will burn unquenchable fire." Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Amen. Please be seated. Well, a lot of us remember the days when the news came in slower, bite-sized pieces. And I miss the days when our source of news was the newspaper. Mom and Dad, they took the St. Joseph News Press. And as a teenager, I loved getting that thick Sunday edition. Once the paper had cycled through the elders in the family, it would be my turn to take a glance, and it would usually be on Sunday afternoons. I could care less about all the stuff on the A section. I would turn straight to the comics, and on Sunday, they had several pages of full-color comics that I would love to look at on spend Sunday afternoon. I missed the newspaper. I mean, bite-sized pieces of information. And if you really wanted to, you could flip to the back and not read any of the solid stuff at all. These days, most of us get our news online from a fire hose of information, some of it credible. And it seems like most of the news that we get is unsettling, bad news. The good news, the fun stuff, that stuff is harder to find, and it often takes several clicks to get to the style page, the real estate, and the book reviews. That's the kind of stuff I like. Sometimes I wonder if I should get all that buried stuff first so that I'm in a better mood to read the headlines later on that give all the bad news. You know, I think it all depends on if you like to get the good news or the bad news first. Well, in our scripture lesson today, Matthew tells us about John the Baptist, and it's good news and bad depending on how you take it. John the Baptist is a character who is found in all four of the Gospels, and the emphasis is on character. Remember the angel Gabriel who appeared to the priest Zechariah and Elizabeth, who announced to them that they would bear a son in their old age? Well, John the Baptist is their son. The Gospels tell us that John the Baptist was quite an eccentric fella. He wore clothing made of camel's hair, and he ate locust and honey. And this isn't just random trivia, and even though he was eccentric, there was a reason for it. John's camel hair clothing would have reminded Matthew's audience of Elijah in the Old Testament. In 2 Kings, we're told that Elijah was a hairy man, and he wore a leather belt around his waist. Many Jewish believers hoped that Elijah would return one day, and they looked at John the Baptist with all of his eccentricities, and they thought, well, surely John the Baptist is Elijah returned. But John spent his life saying, no, I'm not, but he was a signpost to the coming of Jesus. John's eating of locust and honey further shows his humble and earthly nature. Now, it's no coincidence that the Gospels quote the books of Malachi and Isaiah to describe John's mission as a messenger who is crying in the wilderness and pointing the way to Jesus. People from all over came to hear John preach. He was wildly popular. In fact, people from Jerusalem came to hear John the Baptist preach instead of going to the temple. He was that popular. And get this, he preached about sin, the need for repentance, and God's ability to restore, transform the repentant soul. John baptized those who wished to be born again in the Jordan River, the same river that the Israelites crossed over as they were into the Promised Land, and where Jesus was soon to be baptized. The Gospels emphasize that John the Baptist was an extension of the Old Testament prophets. He was a voice in the wilderness, in a desert land, proclaiming the coming of the Lord, the good news. Gospel means good news. John the Baptist seems to be inviting believers, us, on a new exodus to cross the Jordan, wherever we may find ourselves in bondage or in slavery, to receive the love of Christ, the good news, and the transformation that can happen in our relationship with him. Well, like a newspaper seemingly full of bad news, or pages on, you know, web pages full of bad news, John the Baptist points that there is good news hidden behind the headlines. The good news of Jesus, a Savior, God's Son, the way, the truth, and the life. Our passage would have been very welcome news for ancient Christians who lived in unsettling times. Matthew's gospel was written about 80 or 85 AD, several decades after the life and ministry of Jesus, and they were wondering, just like the people that John the Baptist was talking to, when is Christ going to return? And so, you know, they had been watching, it had been several decades before, you know, and they were wondering when Christ was going to come again. And also, they lived in a time of great upheaval. Emperors came and went, some of them nice, most of them corrupt. And in the midst of all of this bad news, Matthew starts with the gospel, the good. That Jesus, the coming Messiah, who offers the good news of forgiveness and grace, and would share his love to everyone. While John baptized with water, Jesus baptized with the Holy Spirit, which is evidence of his power and authority. And so in a world of uncertainty, in a lot of bad news amidst it all, John is a voice of good news and the gospel, that there is, because Jesus came into the world, our sin, our faults, our failings, those things that weigh us down, no longer define us, and that in Christ we are a new creation. John the Baptist tells us the good news of a Savior who is God made flesh, who shows us the way to God and promises eternal life to all who believe. You know, although this was good news to us as believers, it was unsettling bad news to some. It would have been bad news to those who were in power and who persecuted the poor. It would have been unsettling and unnerving news to those who never seemed to say they were sorry. John's news about repentance, you see, being first step is being sorry, would have led to bad news for those who kept on living their lives without any change. But what was bad news to some is good news to many. You see, we don't talk much about repentance these days, and I think it's because the word repentance has been used against people instead of for people. It's been used as bad news and judgment. Repentance is often too many times in the Christian church. It's been about somebody else that's bad instead of the transformation and new life that I can receive. So you see, repentance is good news when it's not about scaring people, but when it's about changing people. And it starts with ourselves. Repentance isn't just about being sorry. It starts with it. But repentance, if you look back at the root word in Greek, it's about stopping and turning and going a different direction. And so it's about stopping and turning from things that hurt others, our relationship with God, or ourselves. Because Jesus came into the world, we have a way out of dysfunction and despair through our trust in God and through our relationship with Christ. And many of you can testify that your relationship with Christ is a guiding point or a foundation in your life. And it impacts and it transforms who you used to be or who you could have been. A relationship with Christ changes how we budget our time and our money, how we treat other people. It's a guideline or a guidepost or guardrails for us to live as Christians in this world. And all of this is wonderful news for us, our families, and all those around us. The Gospels tell us about John the Baptist and how he was a voice of good news. And like I said in the prayer, I think I would just challenge us to be a sort of a modern-day prophet. You know, when we think of prophets, it's not about predictions or story time or predicting the future or anything astrology or magic. Prophets in the Old Testament spoke the truth in the midst of a wild world, in an evil world. They spoke the love of Christ. They talked about justice for the poor and care for the migrant and the immigrant. And same way as John the Baptist, he came and he was a voice proclaiming the way of Jesus, that there is hope, that our lives and our world didn't have to be this way. And then I also think about those modern day prophets that we've had in our own lives, people that took the time and the effort and really invested in us. Sunday school teachers, grandparents, parents, relatives, and many of us here today, thank you for your diligence in being a voice, in sharing the good news of Christ and sharing the gospel, which means good news. And so I just challenge you in a world of bad news, in all that's going on, let's be a voice of good. And I just celebrate all the voices of good that's in this community and in this church. I'm proud of us and our work. So let's continue to share the love of Jesus and be a voice, as John the Baptist is, for good. To share the transformation of Christ that comes in our hearts and can be in our community and in our world. Be a voice of good news. Let's pray. Loving God, we give you thanks that you have given us a voice, that you've put a calling on each one of our lives and given us time, talents, and abilities. Lord, help us to be a voice in a wilderness of your good news and the transformation and new life that it can bring. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.